from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Yeah, it is. Welcome to it.
There's less rules on a podcast intro, right?
True.
Let's talk about those mini beer shots
that
you mentioned on the show today.
Mm.
What the hell were those?
So it's like liquor 151. Let me have a look. Mini beer shot.
Ellie had a big night on the weekend and she's come across her new favourite drink. She says liquor could 43. Be the new espresso martinis. People we meet, the show meets, they go, oh, it's the espresso martini girl.
I do, yeah. Like I do love an espresso martini.
You're known for loving espressos.
Yeah.
But what do you want to change it to?
So these are Liquor 43 and Bailey's. So can you see my screen?
Yeah, I can.
It looks like a mini beer.
Oh, it does too.
Because it's like foamy on the top because of the Bailey's.
Yes.
And then the Liquor 43 is the same color as beer. And it's delish.
It does look like pee. It just looks like a little urine sample in a little cup that size.
Oh, God, it tastes good. Except I could taste it the next day, you know?
Like, oh, really?
Have a burp. Yeah, I could taste Liquor 43. Anyway, good times.
Anyway,
fun night.
Drink responsibly.
Absolutely.
Get around it like Ellie did on Saturday night.
Yeah, look, I just coined a phrase. You only live once, Taz. YOLO.
Oh, wow. I think that'll catch on.
Yeah, I think it will too. Today's show, we talk about Big Pineapple Festival. It's coming back. That's
We try and talk about sinkholes.
Yeah.
People, doesn't really work.
Yeah, look, it was too niche a question. I get that. You win some, you lose some.
Feet
picks
went off last week. Sinkholes.
Not so much.
A bit of a sinker. Yeah.
But yeah, enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Our names are Ellie and Taz. We're live across the sunny coast on a dreary, sad-looking Monday afternoon.
Yeah, and often when we talk about the Sunshine Coast music industry and live events, festivals especially, it's also pretty dreary as well, pretty dreary news.
Really has been. In the last 12 months in particular, we have seen so many festivals fall over, be cancelled. Caloundra Music Festival, we had to say goodbye to that recently.
Yep.
So it's been sad.
It has. It's, yeah, no good for not only just the music festival scene in Australia, but more locally for us as well. Yeah, we've seen it hit in our own backyard. But luckily, this morning, we had some pretty good news drop. The Big Pineapple Music Festival, not only is it back, but the lineup was announced this morning as well.
And let me tell you, Tazzy, it is a good bloody lineup.
Can I give you a few of the artists?
You can. Hit me.
Okay, so you got Vera Blue.
Yeah, you do. Banger.
Vera, if you're listening, I am available Friday night.
Oh, he does like the redheads.
So my number 545-11919. Mm-hmm. Also Tones and I.
One of hers.
You've got the Amity Affliction, you've got Golden Features, you've got your boys.
Oh, my boys.
Listen,
Essa. Every day's another chance to ignite, cause I'm addicted. Whoa! That is who I'm looking forward to seeing the most.
Have you seen them live before?
I saw them at Big Piney last time.
Oh,
yeah, three
brilliant.
Years ago they were here and, oh God, they put on a show. They are so, so good live. I've
Who's
seen
your
them
favorite?
At the,
Bliss
the station
or
as well. Bliss, because for my birthday a few years ago, he was a surprise guest on the show and we rapped together. Yeah.
You rap bros.
Yeah. I started rapping one of his songs, then he joined in.
Did he rap one of yours?
No.
Okay.
No, yet to do that.
Also, one of the headliners is Peking Duck.
Again, I reckon this is their best.
It's such a good song.
It's so
And people forget about it.
Yeah.
They forget about it because it's, what, 10, 15 years old now. Also, I want to do a big shout out to Carlu. We love her.
She's a Sunny Coast local. We've been playing her for a couple of years now.
Yep, and she's friend of the show. She's one of the nicest humans on the planet. So, yeah, can't get enough of Carlu. And so can the Big Pineapple, apparently.
Yeah, so please support the Sunny Coast music industry, the music scene. This is going to be the biggest event that we're having here this year, music-wise.
Yeah,
so,
bring it on.
Yeah, get around it. October, when is it?
19. October 19, yes. And so, yeah, they've got all the information that you need on their Instagram, Big Pineapple Festival on Insta. Sing it!
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
This Thursday, we're driving up and down the Nicklin Way for 12 hours and we need your song suggestions to get us through.
Sure do. It's going to be a huge road trip for us. I don't think I've ever driven for this much in one day.
Neither. I'm so concerned about my butt, Taz.
You keep saying that every day. You really want the Sunny Coast to know about your sore butt.
Well, I have an extra long coccyx. It hurts to sit down for a long time. We've been over this.
Glad you said six at the end. let's go to the Sunny Coast, though. 545-11919, helping us to put together a playlist. We've got DJ Jenny from Currumundi. Hello, Jenny.
Hey, how are you going?
Jenny, thanks for helping us out with this. We need all the help we can get. What song do you reckon we should be playing on our road trip?
Definitely Highway to Hell if you're doing 12 hours along Nicklin Way.
Oh, you're so
Highway
right.
of Hell.
This is going to be on repeat, isn't it, Tassie? At what point of the drive, Jenny, do you think we're going to want to start playing that? Like, what point do you think we'll be over it?
Oh, look, I reckon the first hour.
By 7 a.m.?
No good. This is going to be
definitely good.
Well, that might be when we go through Macca's for a little cheeky bacon and egg McMuffin, I reckon. Around the 7 a.m. mark.
And 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. as well. Thank you, Jenny. Let's go down the line now to Mooloolaba. We've got Paula. Hello, Paula.
Hello, how are you going?
Good, Paula. What do you reckon we should be playing?
Oh, you've got to have a bit of Thunderstruck. Oh.
ACDC getting a workout on this road trip.
Thunderstruck!
It's a good driving song, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely. Got to make sure you keep it to 70, though, because you feel inspired to maybe be driving a little faster with songs like this.
Yeah, absolutely. And that fixed speed camera will get you on Nicklin Way.
100%. 100%. Indeed. Thank you, Paula. Is this Jamie?
Yes, speaking.
G'day, Jamie. What should we be adding to our road trip playlist?
Oh, it's got to be Guns N' Roses, Patience.
Patience?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, To be fair, we are going to need a fair bit of patience.
I was going to say we're going to need a fair bit of Guns N' Roses as well.
It's slower than the other suggestions we've been having.
We do need a little bit of, light and shade, though.
That's true.
Thank you, Jamie. Let's keep going now. We've got Gav from Currumundi. Welcome to the show, Gav. What should we be adding to our playlist?
Yeah, I'd be going Wheels on the Bus. It's not a road trip without Wheels on the Bus.
Okay, I've had to look this up. The Wheels on the Bus go round. Is that, it's the complete opposite of the Guns N' Roses suggestion.
I mean, we're going to be going insane, so we may as well be listening to this as well.
The guy that does it used to be in, what are they called?
The Wiggles.
The Wiggles?
The Justice Crew.
His brother is the Purple Wiggle.
Ah, there you go.
So it runs in the family. Thank you, Gav.
All right, good suggestion, Gav. Who have we got next? We'll go to Dawn from Maroochydore. Dawn, what do you think we should be playing?
Drum and Wheels.
Get a lot of old school rock coming through, Tassie.
We did talk to Dawn during the songs just to work out what she was going to request. Mm-hmm. She said Drive and Wheels. I love that song, but I had no idea it was called Drive and Wheels.
Oh, well, you just got to know your Jimmy Barnes a bit better, Taz.
I know.
Sorry about him, Dawn.
Yeah,
we'll work on his knowledge.
I'm letting the team.
It's okay.
Down.
He's a youngin'.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right.
He's a spring chicken.
45.
Thank you. And finally, Kirsten from Bly Bly. What should we be blaring through the speakers?
A Run to Paradise by the Choir Boys.
I had to sing this when I was at school, so I know this song very well.
When I was a teenager, it was one of my favourites.
Was it? And you reckon it'll get us through the road trip?
Hopefully.
Add them all
to the playlist. 12 hours we're going to be driving up and down the Nicklin Way for Sunny Coast. Hopefully we can set some sort of high score for the Nicklin Way, but also, what can you get out of it? Well, hopefully we can tell you the best lights to catch, the worst times to do it, and the best lanes to use as well. So you'll get some info out of it.
You know who I'm going to want to crank on this playlist, Tassie? Bit of Eminem, and that's what we've got for you now. See you
there. It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Hey, time to play Bandle. which is the game where a song gets broken down into its parts and you need to guess it. So do we. We don't know what the answer is, so we're playing along with you.
We add in layer by layer to get more and more of the song. As soon as you know it, 545-11919. And pretty exciting, thanks to Mooloola Bar Music, we have a $100 voucher to give away on Friday. Anybody that beats us this week in Bandle, good luck.
Good luck.
This is Ellie and I were talking about. But if you can beat us, you will go in the draw for that drawn on Friday.
All right. Today's song, we know that it was released in 2010.
Ooh.
So not too long ago. Medium difficulty, and it's had 3.2 billion views on YouTube.
Loving this. Okay, let's do it. Start off with the drums.
Got it.
Okay. No.
I'm
going to swear at you.
I think.
Add in another layer. Add in layer two.
I think that I've got it, but I could be wrong. And now, you know when you've got something in your mind, you can't think of anything else until you know whether it's true or not?
Yes.
Okay. That's where I'm at. Oh, nah. I was wrong.
Okay. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. If you think you know what it is, give us a call. 2010, what are we doing?
I know it, but I just can't think of the name of the song.
Hang on. I think I know it.
Daddy, are you down? Is that just called down?
No. I've got it, and I've just guessed it on the app. I've got it.
It's not down?
It's not down.
What is that song? Hey, are you down?
Yeah, it's called Down by Jay Sean, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. We don't have that in the system. Okay, what is it? Hold on. I'll play another layer.
Keep going.
Oh!
I want to let the Sunny Coast get in the draw for the Mooloola Bar Music voucher, all right? So let's go to the phones. Hang on. So we'll go to the phones right now. G'day, Bo.
How you go.
Hey, Bo, have a guess for me. What do you think it is?
I'm thinking it's Baby by Justin Bieber.
I was going to say it's a Bieber song. I've typed in stupid Justin, and you know how many Justins we've got in this system?
100%.
Between Bieber and Timberlake.
I locked it in the app. It is. It's Justin Bieber, Baby.
Ellie Cheney!
Baby.
It's also the hardest song because you know how many songs have Baby in it?
Is it a favourite song of yours, Bo?
No, definitely not.
Well done, Bo. Well done, Taz.
Bo, you're also in the draw for the $100 to spend at Mooloola Bar Music. We draw it on Friday. Good luck.
Thanks, legend.
No worries.
Live across the sunny coast, Ellie and Taz, 91.9 CFM.
Taz, this afternoon, I would like to talk about sinkholes.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
What? What are we doing here? We're famous for feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
normally talking about like pets and funny kids and this and that.
Why can't we add sinkholes to the mix?
How fun and feel good is a sinkhole?
Oh, there's nothing. There's no more fun a hole than a sinkhole is a well-known phrase. I've always
get
said
that on a tattoo. Okay.
Someone definitely would. Probably got it in Bali.
Okay, so 545-11919. We want stories about sinkholes.
Yes, and I know it's a niche question. Mm. You've either got a story about a sinkhole or you don't.
I don't.
But the people who were up at Rainbow Beach on the weekend would have a story about a sinkhole because on Saturday morning, a big old sinkhole opened up kind of in between Rainbow Beach and Noosa along the beach there, and it's actually been caught on camera. There's just a clip of this tree sinking into the ground, the sand kind of crumbling and just falling into the ocean, Taz. It is absurd.
Black hole sun.
Last week, there was footage over in the US of a soccer field being eaten up by a sinkhole, a whole soccer field. Luckily, it was empty. There's CCTV of it. And there's a light pole and like a little bit of a stand and stuff, and it all just goes, it just disappears. It's gone.
Doesn't it just blow your mind?
They said it was a mine shaft collapse hundreds of metres down that then affected the surface, but I don't think there's any mines underneath Rainbow Beach.
No. What are they mine? No, absolutely not. Well, it's very common up that way.
Yeah, because everything's so sandy, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, don't ask me the science behind it because I'm just...
What's the science behind it?
The science behind a sinkhole, Tassie, is a change in dynamic pressure under the ground and... Yep. Some big old holes open up.
I love how you used the word dynamic and thought that it made you sound smart.
Damn it, you're on to me.
So 545-11-919, have you got a sinkhole story this afternoon?
If you've witnessed one, gosh, I'd love to hear from you. If your car's been swallowed by one, I'd even more. So
oh, bonus points. We'll give you more tickets to the movies.
You can get front row. We'll give you the front row. I don't know if it's allocated seating, but we'll make
sure
that happens.
You also don't want the front row at the movies anyway.
True. All right, give us a call, 545-11-919. If you've got a story about a sinkhole, we want to hear it.
Fingers crossed. Singing, repeat after me. It's a tough old dating game out there in 2024. Sunny Coast, male, female, whatever you're after.
Slim pickings.
It's real slim pickings. And the internet knows it. TikTok and Instagram, everybody's complaining about how tough it is to date. So many options. It's so easy to just go, doesn't work. Find something new. Right?
It's like when you're deciding what to have on Uber Eats. But imagine, just too many options.
There's too many options. Exactly. And it's so easy to go, I'll go to Guzman instead, you know, and just flick around. So dating is real tough. So anything we can do to make it easier, I'm all for.
Okay.
I'm a single guy. Would love to, you know, I'm in the dating game at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across this video and it's a nice, actually, I really, really like it. Have a listen to what she says.
Sorry. My bad. I pressed the wrong button. Let's go again.
So I made this bet with my boss like a couple years ago, and I've now added my best friend, her husband, and a couple other friends. But I feel like I'm just going to open it up to the general public because I'm good for it. So the bet/offer is if you introduce me to my husband and I marry him, I will give you $5,000. I don't have to stay married to him for long. I can get divorced in 20 years. It doesn't matter. But if you introduce me to a man that I walk down the aisle and get married to, I will give you $5,000. My DMs are open.
It's like a finder's fee. $5,000. If you can set this person up, if you can set her up with her partner that she ends up marrying, $5,000 is yours. So I wanted to say to you, Chaney, you can set me up.
Okay.
If it works out, I end up marrying her.
You'll give me 5 G's.
I'll give you $5,000. And you know I'm good for it. I'll do it.
Jeez, it's easy money.
Is it?
Well, you fall in love quite quickly.
So maybe it is easy money.
I feel like I could just say, hey, here's my friend, bloody Mary, and boom, job done. $5,000 in the bank.
5K.
It feels a bit like, you know when the police are looking for a murderer?
Right.
And they say, we'll give you a reward. That's what this feels like.
Yeah, but it's a
for
nice
information
way.
Offered.
No, a nice way, because dating's tough. You know, you have to be on the apps and you're meeting people and you're, what's your favourite colour?
But if you're financially incentivising people, maybe their intentions are going to be wrong. Like maybe I'll hook you up with my easiest friend because I know that.
If I marry them, it's not that if I go on a couple of dates and I like them.
Yeah.
But I have to marry this person.
But I might not be hooking you up with quality is what I'm saying. You know?
No, but you want to. You want to hook me up with quality because $5,000 is at stake. It works. It works, Chaney.
All right. Look,
you get money.
I'll give it a try.
You love money.
All right.
I get love. I love love.
If anyone wants to date Taz,
no,
message me on ellie.chaney at Instagram.
Cheating. It's cheating.
And yeah, we'll go from there, I guess. Oh, what a perfect song to go into. Kanye West, Goldie, CFM.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Can't touch this. Stop. Tidbit time.
Alrighty, plenty of tidbits that we've got, little bits of information that we haven't yet gotten out on the show today. We like to get them out here.
Yeah, bits and pieces have dropped over the weekend and, little nuggets of gold for you.
The big one this morning that was the first thing I saw when I looked at my phone this morning
Espresso martinis, the price of them gone up nationwide.
No, do you know what I discovered on the weekend?
Yeah.
I went out with Foz and Brooke on Saturday night from the Big Breakfast Show.
And you're still alive.
And yeah, we went to the good old King's Beach Tav and Foz introduced me to mini beer shots, which is like, I don't even know what the alcohol is, but they look like little tiny beers in shot glasses. You put Baileys on the top.
Yeah.
And boy, oh boy, they were delicious. You're yummy.
There's a glitter in her eye that I've never seen before, Sunny Coast.
Could be the new espresso martini. But no, the first thing I saw when I looked at my phone
this
morning. Do
they taste like beers?
No.
They just look like beers.
They look like beers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah, they taste sweet. Margot Robbie, reportedly pregnant with her first child.
Wow.
Is what the news outlets are saying. Multiple sources have confirmed it. However, the couple have not yet confirmed it themselves.
Well, she's super rich. Does she need to work anymore for a bit? Not really.
No.
Can she take a year off?
She's done the career thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, no. I think she'll come back. But
oh,
can
yeah,
she take
yeah.
a year off and not lose any momentum? 100%.
100%. Absolutely. Well, congratulations. That is going to be an attractive little baby.
We know that she listens to the show. So, mm-hmm. Margot, if you're listening, well done.
Well, she's a Queenslander.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's from Dolby. And then she moved to the Gold Coast. She grew up on the Gold Coast.
How did I not know that?
Yeah, I tried to get her on our first ever show when we launched the show here. I reached out to her reps and they got back to me and said, look, Margot would love to, but it doesn't align with her schedule. I'm like, you didn't ask her, but hey, at least you responded. That's nice.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.